This is a true story. I don't think you can call yourself a true American until you've been behind the wheel of a recreational vehicle. A couple summers ago, my wife and I decided to take our three kids to the Cooperstown, New York Baseball Hall of Fame. So we went out to Lloyd's Travel Land, out here by the highway. He's got a whole lot full of recreational vehicles of all shapes and sizes. He's also got a motto, says Travel with Lloyd. I've met Lloyd. And while a nice man, I wouldn't want to go anywhere with Lloyd. But he set us up with a 28-foot Jayco Winnebago. Taught us how to use the microwave, how to hook up electricity, how to dump our sewage, where the stereo was, how to pull out the couches so that we could sleep six comfortably. And then they handed me the keys and said, good luck, chief. Driving a recreational vehicle is a little bit like driving this theater. Especially when you have had no instruction. So if you happen to be going down the interstate and you see a recreational vehicle, give it room. Me, I needed both lanes. Every time a semi went by me, I thought I was gonna just fold right over into the ditch. Especially because I was loaded with snacks. You see, my wife is not a camper. And a trip to Cooperstown, New York meant we had to have provisions. Every nook and cranny of my 28-foot Jayco Winnebago had some sort of snack in it. Not to mention blankets and sleeping bags and sweaters and parkas and mittens and gloves, because she had heard that we were going to be somewhere near the Adirondacks in July. So I'm white-knuckling my way down to Toledo, and I turn left. And I get us deep into Ohio when my wife informs me that we're going to be staying at a Best Western. I said, honey, it sleeps six comfortably. And I got the look. So at the next exit, we pulled into the Best Western, got ourselves a couple of rooms adjoining, and I sat by the window and looked out at my 28-foot Jayco Winnebago full of snacks. We were still speaking at this point. The next morning, we got up bright and early and hit the interstate. The 28-foot Jayco gets about 7 to 8 miles to the gallon, about 2.5 when loaded with snacks. So we pulled off at the first exit. We found Erie, Pennsylvania, found ourselves a truck stop, pulled in so I could gas up. I went around behind the 28-foot Jayco, began to top off my tank, when I heard this voice behind me say, hey, aren't you that guy in the movie with all them ducks? I say, yes, I am. Jeff Bridges, right? That's right. You mind if I get an autograph, Mr. Bridges? No problem. So I sign an autograph to a toothless semi-truck driver who likes movies about ducks. Best wishes, Jeff Bridges. Top off my tank, get back into my 28-foot Jayco, go down my checklist, put her in drive, merge back onto the highway. At which point my middle son taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey Dad, where's Mom?" I said, "Son, do not screw with me at this moment. I'm driving a building." And then my daughter, whom I trust, said, "No, Dad, she's not here." I said, "Have no fear, kids. We'll just go up to the next exit and circle back and go get your mother." And the next exit was 18 miles up the road. Meanwhile, back at the truck stop, my wife comes out with two armloads of snacks. Turns and sees the 28-foot Jayco merging back up onto the interstate. For reasons we cannot explain, she tried to chase us. Failing to catch us, she turned around and commandeered a 25-year-old young man who happened to own a Ford Pinto. She said, "I need a ride." At which point every rape counselor in the country got a whiplash. I think something just happened. Into the car she went. "Yeah, lady, I'll give you a ride." Off they go, trying to chase down the 28-foot Jayco. Meanwhile, I'm underneath the highway, circling back. Zoom, she goes by me. I get back to the truck stop. I get out, I go in, I look through the snack shop, I look through the men's room, I even look in the women's room. No sign of her. I start thinking about that Kurt Russell movie. Meanwhile, back up on the interstate, she's in there screaming, sobbing uncontrollably, saying, "Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ!" At which point, the 25-year-old young man reaches into his glove compartment and pulls out an audio cassette of Jimmy Swaggart's theoretical analysis of the Lord's Prayer. "Here, he will help you." Back at the truck stop, I do something that I, to this day, cannot understand. I call home. She might be there. I don't know. Our house sitter is there. And she said, "Yes, she just called. She's at the rest area, 38 miles up the road. Here's the number to the payphone." I said, "Okay, thank you very much." So I call the rest area payphone. My wife answers on 1/16th of a ring. I said, do me a favor, stay there. Miles later, I pull into the rest area, at which point the 25-year-old Jesus freak hands over my wife, saying, you need to hang on to this one. Shut up. We load my wife back into the 28-foot Jayco. And the first thing she says to our kids is, never do what I just did. Mm-hmm. We go to Cooperstown, New York, and we are the only family that goes to every single exhibit with all five of us holding hands. The running joke was, where's mom? Shut up, I'm standing right here, it's not funny. Several months later, I find myself promoting a movie, doing a lot of interviews, a lot of talk shows, and one of my favorite talk shows to do is Late Show with David Letterman. So there I go, walking out onto the stage of the Ed Sullivan Theater. Sit in the chair next to Dave. Over the camera, there's the little red light that tells me there are 15 million people watching at this moment. And Dave looks at me and he says, how was your summer? Do anything interesting? Yes, I did. And I proceed to tell Dave all about the recreational vehicle where nail my wife go blue. Wife go blue. Where'd my wife go blue?
Thank you very much for coming.